You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To find out a little bit more about how the Auckland City Mission are going to be using the money that they've been awarded in this grant, I spoke with the CEO of the City Mission, Chris Farrelly, to find out a little bit more about the infrastructure project. The City Mission has been granted $10 million from the Foundation North, the largest grant in the Foundation's history. This is going towards the Mission Home Ground project. I was hoping you could just start off by telling me a little bit about this project.
Yeah, kia ora koutou. Very happy to. The project, Mission Home Ground, is essentially a rebuilding of the Auckland City Mission current facilities plus an extensive housing section accommodating units for 80 people. The Auckland City Mission currently is operating out of the old 1852 Prince of Wales pub. I think it's one of the oldest still existing in Auckland. Those people who know where the City Mission is in Hobson Street know it's pretty run down.
Yeah.
It's no longer fit for purpose. It doesn't serve the people we're serving with the dignity that they deserve. It's using, unfortunately, old models of yesteryear, soup kitchen style in many ways. We have one of only two detox units in all of Auckland in that building as well. People don't often know that we've got a detox unit. It's been running year after year after year, and there's only two of those in Auckland.
What is that for?
This is for drug and alcohol detox, people who are coming down, and it was originally mainly for people with alcohol issues. Now, predominantly the people in there coming off drugs, methamphetamines and the like.
Right. So why are there so few of those in Auckland?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
That's a very good question. So hold the question, and I can't answer that because these units are funded from Vote Health.
Hmm.
And so it's a question to the Ministry of Health. Why, given the current climate and environment that we have in Auckland and in New Zealand, there are so few facilities for that. So we run that. We run a large medical centre, very large medical centre, a whole lot of other community services in the current facilities. We've been wanting to replace this for many, many years, and in consultation with the wider community of Auckland, we were asked also to include in our new build houses for the homeless. For 100 years, we've been caring for the homeless in many ways, you know, offering food, clothing, temporary shelter. Now, the decision has been made to become part of ending homelessness in Auckland by providing homeless as well, homes for the homeless as well.
Mm.
What we're doing is incredibly innovative. We're bringing into New Zealand for the first time a model called Common Ground. It was established in New York and then spread to Canada and now in every city in major city in Australia. So using the housing first principles of what's most important for anybody who's homeless is a home without conditions. In the old days, we'd have conditions for getting a home. You had to be sober, you had to be drug-free, you had to be well-behaved. Oh, then we might consider giving you a home. In the meantime, get yourself together. The change is now that before anything else, we give the person the home. The home is the place of security and healing, and then we immediately wrap around our services around the person to assist them sustain that housing and to address different issues that they need to address. So that's the housing first model. The common ground kind of component is that when you build a building like we're going to build with 80 units, you don't put 80 homeless people in the building. You have 50% who are chronic homeless. The other 50% are low income workers in the inner city who could become homeless or have become homeless. And you create this living community, this diverse social community.
Mm-hmm.
So half would have been on the streets, long-term homeless. The other half are low-income people. And you have a gender mix as well. That's the common ground model. Mm-hmm. So that's the housing component. And then we're going to build a new detox unit, extended detox unit. a medical centre that will cater for 4,000 people instead of the current 2,000. And very excitingly, more facilities for social enterprise, training people into different things, skill training, as well as enhancing our carving art type of facilities we have at the moment. So that's the home ground complex we hope to build.
So is it going to be on the same site on Hobson
same
Street?
Same site, exactly. We've got to demolish pretty much everything we've got and rebuild. It's a $75 million project all up. We own the land, fortunately. That's really great.
Owning land
in the inner Auckland. So it's now to make the best of that use of that land.
So what is the mission going to be doing in terms of giving service while that's under construction?
Yeah, and that could be up to a 2-year period, to be honest. What we will be looking for temporary premises in the inner city, and we're on the search now. There are buildings becoming vacant for different reasons. Developments. We hope to find some place. We would like all of our services to be together, but if necessary, we might have to separate a few of them around.
But we'll absolutely be continuing on.
Absolutely, right. We've got to. Yeah. It's incredibly important. Mm.
So, of that $72 million, are you near that figure now, or are you?
Oh no,
not quite.
No, look at the mountain outside the window. Got a lot. We've received, this is where we're at the moment, the government have granted us $18 million. That's 50% of the cost of the housing component. So we've got 18. Foundation North, as you mentioned, has given us an incredible, incredible grant of $10 million. So that's 28. We have 8 already. And so we're basically fundraising at the moment for about $30 million, and that campaign it's kicked off, but it'll be publicly launched immediately after Christmas.
So what's that campaign going to involve?
It'll be a public campaign to actually build home ground in Auckland. So the city mission is Auckland's mission, really. It's Auckland's hands and heart and conscience, and so we'll be going to the people of Auckland saying, can you assist? And we all sorts of ways of fundraising. It's as many and varied as the people are themselves. So that'll be early in the year. So a major campaign will be kicked off.
Good changes coming for the mission.
It's
great to hear.
But it's the big thing about this, and what's really led us to do this, is the Auckland Council has made a decision to develop a strategy to end homelessness in Auckland, not just to manage it. And so all of us then get on board and we become part of that, so that this city will have no homeless. It may be rare, brief, and non-reoccurring, and that's we're all going to play our part in that.
So around, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.